Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Megillah Chaf Aleph, Megillah 21a, pagination is 41. We'll start from the middle of the page, the start of the new perek. The Mishnah states, HaKores HaMegillah, a person who's reading the Megillah, Omed V'Yoshev. He could stand, or he could sit. Either way is acceptable. Let's skip down to the Gemara, which is on the third line of the wide. Tana, we learnt, Masha'ein kein betorah. But that's not the halacha when you're reading from the Torah. So we have a contrast which the Mishnah and the Gemara are doing. Megillah, you could sit or stand. It's not missing in the honor of the Megillah. Either way is acceptable. However, when it comes to Torah, a person who's reading the Torah, the Baal Koreh, has to be standing. So let's first elaborate slightly on this law regarding reading the Megillah. The Mechaber in Siman Tafresh Tzadi tells us, Koreh Adam es HaMegillah ben Omed ben Yoshev. Indeed, a person can read the Megillah both standing or sitting. Your choice. Ava lo yikra betzibur yoshev lechatchila mepnei kavod hatzibur. But if a person is reading for the congregation, then he should not read sitting lechatchila, preferably, because of kavod hatzibur. The wording is very meticulous. If the only choice is to have someone sitting, the person is exhausted. They're asking him to do another laning on top of all the other lanings that he did. And there are a lot of people present. It's technically a tzibur. If he needs to sit down, so he'll sit down. But it's not the right ideal way to go ahead. And that's what we find, that the person who reads the Megillah stands. Under normal circumstances, he always stands. And the other people who are listening, are allowed to sit. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Aleph, Miu HaBaracha Yivarech Ba'amida. But either way, no matter how you're going to read the Megillah, for the Baracha, a person should be standing. And that's the Halacha by Kriyas Megillah. If it's a private reading, person's reading for himself, for his wife, so you could be sitting. But if a person is reading for a tzibur, it should be done standing. Either way, for the brachas, we stand. Getting back to the Gemara, which elaborates on this concept that for Torah, we do have to stand. Mino ani mili. How do you know this? Omar Rabbi Avo explained, the Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Ve'ata and you, Moshe, Po Amod Imodi. Over here you will stand together with me. For Omar Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Avo explained further, Il Mole Mikra Kosav Yavshala Omra, we would not normally talk like this. It's a kaviyachol to talk about Hashem in such a way that he's standing or sitting or anything like that. But kaviyachol af HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'amida. Hashem is describing himself, so to speak, as standing in honor of the Torah that's being learnt, that's being imparted to Moshe. This halacha is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, Tzorech Likros Me'umad. A person who's reading the Torah has to be standing. Afilu Lismach Atzmo Lekosel. Or even leaning himself against something is not considered standing, and that's not sufficient. He has to actually be standing. The Gemara tells us further, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Mimos Moshe v'ad Rabban Gamliel lo hayu lemeidim Torah ela me'umad. Until the times of Rabban Gamliel, the end of the second Beis HaMikdash time, and after that, they were always standing when they studied Torah. Mishemes Rabban Gamliel, but when Rabban Gamliel was Nifter, Yorad Choli La'olam there was a weakness that entered the world. Vayulamedim Torah miyushav, and they started studying Torah sitting. Vahinu detanan, this is what we mean when we say Mishames Rabbi Gamliel batal kavod haTorah. From the time that Rabbi Gamliel died, the honor of Torah was diminished. They no longer stood when they were studying Torah. Regarding the people listening to the Torah reading, do they have to stand or not? So the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sif Dalet writes, Ein tzarech lamod me'umad be'esha korim betorah. You do not have to stand when the Torah is being read. The Rama adds, v'yesh machmirim v'omdim. But there is an opinion that you are supposed to stand when the Torah is being read. The Mishneh Berurah points out that ra'oi lahader v'la'amod, it's proper to stand during Kriyas HaTorah so that a person should feel that he's actually receiving it as if from Har Sinai, at which time Klal Yisrael were indeed standing. But mishuhu ish chalosh, if a person is weak, v'kosha lo lamod, it's hard for him to stand, and he feels that by sitting, it will be daito miyusheves lechaven hetev lekol hakorei, he will be able to concentrate better. If he's sitting, yesh lo leishev, he should indeed sit. The Gemara continues with a very interesting contradiction. Kosuv echad omer, one pasuk says, v'eshev bahar, Moshe says, I was sitting by the mountain. Literally, eshev, sitting. V'kosuv echad omer, v'anochi amadti bahar. A different pasuk says, I stood by the mountain. And there are a number of ways to reconcile these two psukim. Was Moshe sitting or was Moshe standing? Rabbi Yechanan at the end of a line says, "Ein yeshiva alalashan akava." We should simply take the word yeshiva not in its literal sense of sitting, but rather in being delayed, in staying put for a period of time. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vateshvu b'kodesh yomim rabim." They dwelt in kodesh. They sat tight in kodesh, in the place. Yomim Rabim, for many days. It doesn't mean they physically sat the entire time. It's Loshana Kova. It means hanging out over there, staying there. And that's how you reconcile these two psukim. Vo'eshev Bahar means I spent time there, but it was done standing, Amadati Bahar. But on the last line, Rava Omar, Rava says, Rakos Me'umad, the easier parts of Torah, the parts that were easier to understand were done standing. V'koshos miyushav, but the difficult parts Moshe had to sit down for. Now, it's not clear what koshos and rakos refer to. Are these referring to parts where Hashem says how beautiful Torah is as opposed to places where he describes the punishment if you don't live up to it? Or are there easier parts of Torah and harder parts of Torah? But whatever it is, there were parts of Torah that needed to be miyushav, because they were hard. And there were parts of Torah that could be me'umad, because they were rakos, they were easier to listen to absorb. And somehow Torah is a composite of both types together. And according to Rava, that's the significance of Va'eshev and Amadati. Moshe Rabbeinu is actually standing whenever possible, but when it's kashos, when it's hard, and he needed to sit down, he was allowed to do so. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.